Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 173. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. Grunt Free, www.gruntfreepress.com is the email address. No, that's the website. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Is there anything else I usually say? I usually have some witty intro. I don't know, we're going to do things a little bit differently. You know, things have to change around here. I'm looking at the numbers, they're not so good. And, you know, they say, you know, if you're not winning, you got to change things up. What's that, the quote there everybody says from fucking Far Cry 3 or whatever? Like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results or some shit like that. Yeah, you might notice a little bit off, a little bit different this week, is it's going to be totally off the top improv. I've nothing prepared. I'm looking at a blank notepad right here. Usually, you know, a little behind the scenes, we'll get that out of the way. What I usually do when I record is every few days or so, I just draw it down like a couple pages of notes. I have a routine that I stick to. Just to make sure I have something to talk about, so I'm not sitting here fucking blank, dead air, you know, fucking, I don't know what I'm talking about, which tends to happen, as you will see throughout this particular episode. I was on fucking vacation all week, right? 9 days or so, and you'd figure that that'd be time, plenty of time that I could prepare something good, you know, write something out, really go over it, all that shit, maybe write some reviews of the games I played. All I did all fucking vacation long was just play video games, like nothing else at all, besides go for some go out to try to fix my computer so that I could play video games more quietly, we'll say. We'll get into that. Video games and tech talk is pretty much what this is going to be. Again, all improv, so I'm probably going to fucking repeat myself several times. It's probably going to be a lot of dead air or fucking whatever. Bad structure. It's usually a very structured show. I follow the three-act structure. Usually if I'm coughing, that's even in the script, I stick to that. I have a soundboard of coughing and uhs and likes and all that shit. But yeah, we're just going to go through it. What we're going to do now, so I said I was on vacation. We're going to go through. It's because I played too many fucking games, right? It's basically going to be a, we'll call it like a show and tell, or like a slideshow, a report, an oral report of how I spent my October/November vacation, as far as video games goes. So yeah, what I do when I fucking play games, I stream them. I have them on fucking Restream, which goes out to Mixer, fucking Twitch, YouTube, all that shit, and it archives everything, so you could watch the whole week, I mean, in real time if you really wanted to, exactly how it went down. But I'm going to relay this to our audio-only listeners, all 8 of them. I also didn't listen to last week, because I wasn't at fucking work, so I didn't listen to fucking any podcasts all week, so something like crazy happened in the news, I have fucking no idea. I didn't even fucking look at any like video game news or anything. All I saw was a couple things floating around on like Discord and shit that people are pissed about, some new Diablo or some shit with Blizzard making a mobile game, which I don't really care about. If you want to address that too, main stance is I don't really care about Blizzard or Diablo. I played the Diablos, I think they're all right. Some Blizzard games are right. You know, I like fucking Warcraft and shit. I think like what I got again, like third hand, just from reading people's shit on fucking Discord and shit, different channels, is people are mad because the new Diablo's like BlizzCon or whatever, which is fucking Blizzard's big showcase event, press conference or whatever. And I guess they're hyping up there's going to be a new Diablo coming out, and the Diablo was turned out to be like some mobile game that I guess is only in China or something, except like the Asian markets or some shit. Some free to play garbage fucking mobile Diablo, and everyone thought it was going to be Diablo 4. What I gather. And people are mad, like, oh, how could they, and all this shit. I don't really, again, it's coming from, I'm not that big of a Blizzard fan, but people are like, oh, it's not hardcore enough for Diablo. So there's going to be like a new Diablo 4, and it was going to be dark and fucking violent and whatever. Real hardcore. But I don't, like, coming from that, I mean, from like an outsider, in between kind of guy. I don't know. I always fucking pictured Blizzard as they're kind of the casual company. Like, isn't that what they do? They just kind of take games that are kind of hardcore and make it more casual. So, I mean, going back from whatever. I mean, like Warcraft, the original Warcraft. I don't know if there was a Command and Conquer come out before. I know Dune came out before that, but yeah, as far as like real-time strategy, I don't know about that, but I know like fucking like Diablo, like when that came out, the joke was always fucking Diablo was like fucking casual RPG. People who can't play fucking like real like RPGs would play Diablo because it's just so simple and easy and shit. And yeah, so I mean, from that, like that was, you know, it's fucking Diablo is the casual fucking RPG, and then World of Warcraft is kind of like, coming from like somebody who doesn't play a lot of these games and never played World of Warcraft or anything, or EverQuest, but from what I gathered was fucking EverQuest was kind of the more hardcore MMO and shit, and then fucking like, you know, Blizzard just took that and just made it easier to get into and simpler and shit, so that was more like the casual fucking EverQuest. What else do they do? Yeah, Diablo talked about fucking Overwatch is just kind of like fucking, hey, it's an online first-person shooter, but it's not violent. You know, it's more like kid-friendly, like whatever. And so that was that. And you know what I mean? Just and then like down the rabbit hole of just fucking like, well, now they have like Diablo. They made it into like a mobile game. It's like, oh, that seems like fucking reasonable. I don't know why people are pissed about that. But whatever. I don't know. Something I don't care about, the Diablo controversy. Also, I'm going to point out what I'm doing is, as I go along, controversy, I'm going backwards now. I'm just going to talk about shit, then I'm going to write it down so I don't repeat myself too much. So, Diablo controversy, I don't care about, check. I'm actually surprised, yeah, the hardware thing I was talking about, on my computer, right, as fucking, it started, like, right at the start of my fucking vacation, right, I mean, you know, I get my 1080, this for, like, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that, 1080 graphics card, Skytech I got from Amazon, has been a fucking great computer, again, no complaints about it at all, up until this point, really, I just fucking, just, like, beginning of the fucking vacation, I just hear it. Usually it's like real quiet, like you can barely fucking hear it. It's right in the room, like right next to the mic and shit. As I'm recording, you can never hear it. It's being quiet right now too. It's being good, which I'm kind of worried about, as I'll explain. But I just hear like a grinding noise. I just hear like a whir just fucking going on, like a grind coming from that side of the room. I'm like could be anything. I have like an air purifier going, like a fan going and shit. So usually I don't really hear shit like that too often. I didn't know where it was coming from. Then I'm like, well, fuck, I think this is coming from the computer. So I'm just fucking like listening to it and putting my ear up against it. It's like, dude, it sounds just like one of the fans is fucking like going, like grinding and shit. So I'm like, oh, it's gotta be, you know, it's gotta be, I was putting off like fucking like cleaning it. Like it's real easy to fucking clean. It's like an open case, whatever. Just, pane of glass, you can unscrew the bolts real easily and just fucking spray it down and shit. So I'm like, well, it's probably overdue for that. It's probably some fucking gunk in the fans. So fucking spray it down and shit, fucking air blast it. And then I just fucking stop playing with the fans after the clean. I can hear like one of them is fucking just click, 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 click. You know what I mean? Like fucking, like it's rubbing against something. I'm fucking like getting in there, like really getting in there with a can. I took taking like a Q-tip and cleaning it and shit. And it's, one of the small fans on the, like on the graphics card itself. Like it's not like the, it's got like three or four like bigger fans that are just there to cool like the system off or whatever. And then like the fucking, the graphics card itself is two small fans like embedded in the graphics card. So unfortunately it's one of the small, the small ones, right? So I'm like fucking like that. It's still clicking. Like I'm, it's still fucking doing that. It's still like whirring and shit and grinding. Which it's not doing it right now, but, I was like, fucking like, fuck dude, that's going to be the biggest issue is fucking recording. Cause I can't have that. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, as much as I really don't care about, obviously I didn't do, I have nothing fucking prepared in a week. Don't care too much about, the quality of the fucking podcast. But yeah, I mean, that grinding is just so bad when it gets going. I'm like, dude, I can't have that. It's just going to be like so annoying. But of course now it's not doing it. But I think, I think the only spin up like that, like when the card's going, if I'm playing like a game or whatever, or right after I play a game, it's starting to cool off, it'll do it. And it's fucking like real fucking loud, you know? So, I mean, I'm just fucking recording right now. It's not really graphically intense. So, you're not going to get that, but, it's real bad. I'm like, dude, I just don't want the fucking fan to die or whatever and have the fucking graphics card die. So, I started the vacation looking. I'm like, all right, well, at least it's the beginning of the vacation. I can fucking go and just bring it in somewhere and have them, like, whatever, they get, like, replace the fan or just clean, like, take it apart, clean it and put it back together, like, whatever they're going to do. It's going to be like a day or two at the most or whatever. So I called up like one of the local computer repair guys in my town, and I bring it down there and he's like, well, first I tell him what's up. I'm like, fucking, like, it's just like a fan that's grinding, like whatever, it's just got to be replaced or cleaned or whatever. Figured it'd be fairly simple of just taking the card apart, taking the fans out, cleaning them, get new fans, put the fans back in. So he tells me on the phone, he's like, it's going to be like, whatever, 3 or 4 days or something like that. I'm like, dude, this seems like a long, it seems like a fucking really long fucking turnaround of just like, oh, there it goes. If you can catch that. They knew I was talking about him. See if you can catch it again. I'll start up in a second. No? All right. It's going to make me look like a fool. So yeah, I take it down there and fucking, I'm like, yeah, is it going to be like 4 or 5 days? I mean, it's like fucking, what am I, like dropping off my fucking car? You know what I mean? Or it's like fucking, well, it's just going to sit there as he orders the parts and gets the parts in and shit. And it's like, really, it should be like a fucking hour job at the most of just fucking like taking it, you know what I mean? Replacing the shit. But I'm like, all right, well, at least, it's the beginning of the vacation. I can take it down there. I'm like, at least, I have fucking, I figured it out of like fucking like, well, I can just play PlayStation games and shit. So I had fucking, some PS2 games I bought and fucking I had Red Dead on PS4. I'm like, so I'll be good without a PC. I have my old fucking computer that I can still like run everything through. You know what I mean? I can still fucking like do like OBS. It'd be like no difference if I'm playing like a console. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I don't need a fucking, I don't know if it picked it up, but it did it again. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it fucking, you know what I mean? It's not going to matter like that. So, I take it down. He fucking like, he looks at the card and shit. He's like, fucking like, well, I don't, it's not something I want to do. I wouldn't even bother with it. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like, that just happens. Like you looked it up online. It's like, it's a common problem with these cards. Found a bunch of videos online and people fucking complaining about that too. Same problem is fucking the fan starts making noise. And he's like, well, it shouldn't be a problem. Like, at least if it's grinding like that, like the fan's working. So, you know what I mean? Like just worry about it when you stop here. That means the fan's not working. Then it's going to start overheating. So, it's like, so then what? Like, why don't I just fucking replace it now while I know there's kind of a problem with it? You know what I mean? So, He's like, oh, it's just not something I don't want to do. You know what I mean? It's like, I wouldn't do it. I just do it. I just leave it. And then, like, when it goes, just buy a new card. Like, what the fuck is the point of that? Like, what is the point of fucking, like, bringing this? What's the point of having, being, like, a computer repair shop if you're not going to fucking repair computers? Like, if your answer is just going to be, oh, just buy new shit. Okay? So, I mean, like, I was figuring, like, oh, this would be, like, I don't know, $100-$200 job or something like that to fix it, as opposed to buying like a $700 or $800 card, like, you know what I mean, like, whatever it is. Like, I know the prices have gone up since I bought that computer, like, it's 2 years old, but I was looking at it on fucking like Amazon where I bought it from, and it's like, well, the same exact computer is more expensive now than it was, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm like, dude, that's fucking retarded. So I'm like, all right, whatever, man. It's fucking, I didn't like that. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just deal with it and shit, and just, take, you know, fucking whatever, fine. And then I'm like, you know, I'm fucking like playing, you know, playing games and shit. I'm like, dude, it's so loud. Like, when it starts going, like, it's so fucking loud. Like, I can't deal with this. Yeah. Well, the other thing he was saying too is he was fucking, I wish I could say the guy's, like, the place's name so I could call him out, but, I don't want to give it away because it'd be too local and it would give away my identity, my secret identity. So yeah, he was saying, like, fucking, he's like, oh, well, it's just a noise or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, dude, I fucking re-record podcasts and shit. I can't have that shit grinding in the back as I'm doing it. And he's like, fucking, well, you know, like, like, fucking, you know, most places, if they do recordings, they have, like, all the equipment, like, the computers, like, in, like, a separate room, like, fucking, you know, fucking, soundproof room or whatever. I'm like, dude, like, I'm just doing it in my, like, the computer's, like, 2 feet away from me, dude, like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's a shitty podcast, but I don't want fucking Kurt every fucking 2 seconds. So I think that guy's a shitty fucking computer. I was just thinking, like, you know, after like a couple of days, like, mulling over it, like, man, I think that guy just sucks. I think that's the same guy that I brought my old computer to when I bought a new graphics card and shit, and like a new power supply and all this shit. And he's fucking just like, he's like, oh, well, it's not going to fit in the case. I'm like, well, can you get like a new case or whatever, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, like, whatever. He's like, oh, well, it's gonna be a lot of work, I just, like, wouldn't bother. Like, his fucking, like, whole thing is, I wouldn't bother doing anything. What the fuck is the point of that? So anyway, then I fucking, I'm like, all right, dude, that guy sucks, like, I'm done with that. And he actually sat for like an hour, like, talking to me, chewing my ear off, but like all this shit, like, fucking, you know, just fucking, you know, just whatever, dude, like, fucking, oh, you hear about, like, or just, like, talking, like, random, like, computer shit, like, stuff that you would read online. I'm just fucking, like, oh, you know, the new fucking, whatever, NVIDIA cards, like, oh, I heard they're not that good, it's only 30%, fucking blah, blah, like, you know, it's the shit that you read online and shit, like, fucking, cool, like, I went to those sites, too, but it doesn't, you know what I mean, like, fucking, it's like, the same fucking shit that I've read. So, anyway, I'm, like, fucking, like, all right, dude, so, maybe I should call around to other places. I called like two or three places and fucking like didn't get a fucking answer. Like nobody answered. So I left a message. They still haven't fucking gotten back to me in like days. So, called another guy and brought it in. And he's fucking like, oh, I can do it. Like I'll replace the fans and shit. But he was saying like fucking, oh, like the only place he could find the fans was from China. And he's saying like, he wasn't comfortable ordering from China because if it fucking whatever, if the parts were bad, like something about shipping them back or whatever. So he said, well, if you want to order the parts and then fucking, you know what I mean? Just bring the parts in. And he's like, I'll do it. It'll take me like 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. And then, so I spent like a fucking, I don't know, 2 hours today fucking like just going through looking for this specific replacement fans for what I need, this specific graphics card. Couldn't fucking find him anywhere. Like, dude, it's a fucking, if anybody has any ideas, it's a Zotac GTX 1080 with a dual fan. Type that in and everything that comes up is 1080 Ti, 1080 Ti, everything, or fucking 1080 mini, 1080 amp. It's not like an amp. That's like a different configuration, like bigger fans. So I'm like, dude, that's not going to fucking work. So yeah, I have no fucking idea. He's like, oh, I saw him on like whatever, like Alibaba, like the fucking Chinese, like Amazon deal, you know, like equivalent. So I'm like, I saw him on there. So I look, I'm like, yeah, it's not the same thing. Like, it's not the same fucking card brand. It's like, I find shit that's like similar, but it's not the same thing. So I don't know. And I'm like, dude, I got to fucking like, just, I didn't even look for like a serial number or some shit to try to find exactly what to look for, but just searching for the card, the Zotac fucking 1080, whatever. Just can't find it. No replacement fans for that. No idea. Searching for it. Pff, nothing. It's just like, so I don't even know what I'm going to do for that. Like, I'm sure it's just like a general fucking fan. If I knew like the dimensions or whatever, like I could just, dude, like, here's the fan, but I'm just not sure. 9mm, like, whatever the fuck. I have no fucking idea. So, I don't know. I'm probably going to call that. Like, at least that guy was, like, cooperative. Like, yeah, I'll fucking take it apart and, like, you know what I mean? Like, look at it and replace it if I have to and put it back. But, yeah, as opposed to the other guy, I'm just fucking, well, I don't want to take it apart and then, like, not be able to put it back together. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, what the fuck is that? Like, that's why I don't want to do it, because I don't want to take it. So anyway, then I'm like, fucking, like, well, it's not going to hurt. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just something I just thought of, just fucking, like, well, maybe if he's willing to take it apart, you know what I mean? Could he just fucking, if it's just like a bearing, like a ball bearing or whatever, that needs to be fucking, like, lubed up, like, can he just do that a little bit and just see if that works or whatever, you know what I mean? So I'm like, well, dude, there's another guy down the street from me too I could fucking try. Anyway, fucking call him. He was a dick. So, and then fucking call Best Buy. They're like, fucking, well, we can do it, but it's going to be like a week. We have to send it out. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's ridiculous. It just goes to plays into my theory that these fucking computer people that just talk about knowing everything about fucking computers, they really don't know fucking jack shit. They know just about as much as fucking I do, if not less, it seems like. And yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass. So, that's that. Yeah, PC fucking problems. And then on, other notes, or should we just start going through our games here? We can do that. I don't know, just might end it here. Who fucking knows? Might be a short episode, might be a long episode. I don't know. Again, all improv. This is the all improv fucking show. Could be the worst show I've ever done. Could be the best. Who knows? So yeah, let's do this. Let's go through our slides here, game by game. I don't even remember where the fuck I left off, but I'm assuming that I'm going to start from these videos here on YouTube that go back a week ago. So I know I talked about fucking Silent Hill 4 last week. It's probably, I think it was all I talked about for the most part. Yeah, so move on to Red Dead Redemption. I don't know how much I touched on that. No idea. So I've actually been playing quite a bit of it. It's fucking slow. It's like realistic, like, you know, it's a Red Dead Redemption is a prequel to Red Dead, you know, the Red Dead Redemption that came out 8 years ago, or the fuck along was however long ago it was. So yeah, you know, it's fucking you know, you're playing fucking Arthur Morgan. He's just part of Dutch's gang from the I know I'm a little old on this shit too, but just give me a break. So yeah, so, you know, it's a fucking whatever, you know, it's a western, but they make it fucking like almost like gritty, you know. It's not just like a fucking, just like an action game. It's not just fucking like constant fucking shootouts or like arcadey, that type of thing. They try to make it almost like a recreation of the fucking Wild West to an extent, you know what I mean? It's obviously still a fucking video game. It's not nothing like that, but you know, it's not fucking you know, Kingdom Come fucking Deliverance levels of that kind of shit. But yeah, they just have like a bunch of systems in place. It's, you know, it's a fucking Rockstar game too, so it's still that formula, you know what I mean? It's like the same fucking Grand Theft Auto formula they're doing, where you just, you know, here's some side missions, here's some fucking main missions. You know, a bunch of fucking, like, you know, just random activities around, sit down, fucking play poker. There'll be a full-fledged fucking poker game you can play and shit, and dominoes, the five-finger filet, all that shit. Just like all these little activities around. But yeah, you know, but it's just fucking like, it's so like detailed, like it's crazy, like how detailed it is. It's funny. It's like a hybrid of the old fucking rock star, the same shit that I've complained about with like Grand Theft Auto, the entire fucking series, where you know, the physics are still kind of like goofy, like the run animations are kind of goofy, where, you know, you fucking stand next to like a stump or something, and you just kind of, your guy just kind of like puts his leg up like real weird on the fucking stump, or, you know, earlier it's like running up a hill, and the same shit I was complaining about, like Grand Theft Auto 5 or whatever, where you're like running up a hill when your guy just fucking like trips and falls and like falls backwards. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, why is this, is it like so goofy? Like the movement and all that shit's like real goofy. But it's goofy, but it feels like they're trying to make it realistic. Like that's like the entire game feel almost, where it's like, this is so goofy, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking, it's just shit's like so off in places, and just kind of like, it was like the legacy fucking rock star feel, that it just kind of like, balances out, or just fucking like contradicts, where it's fucking like, yeah, but, you know, they have all these systems in place where, you know, you have like a horse and shit, and your horse will get dirty or whatever, and it's like, well, yeah, if it gets dirty, you have to fucking like brush him, or you have to ride him through like fucking like a lake or whatever to fucking wash him off. Same with you, like your clothes get like dirty, like, you know, if you're in the mud, like the mud will stay on until like it rains, or you fucking, same shit, like jump in water to clean yourself off, and, you know, you get blood on yourself, your guns too. Like the more you use them, they get worn down. And, yeah, you have to fucking have gun oil on you. And then, like, you know, it's just a whole process of you pick the weapon from the fucking weapon wheel and hit R3. And he pulls out whatever gun it is. And he starts just, like, a whole animation of him just, like, all right, you know, the options are just fucking, like, all right, here's the gun, you're cleaning it. And it's just, like, an animation of him cleaning it, which is, you know, it's quick. It's not that big of a deal. But it's just the fact that you have to do that, like to get rid of the wear and tear. Which, yeah, again, it's not like new. It's not like, you know, fucking like the Elder Scrolls and shit. A lot of games have like weapon durability and all that. But it just seems like so weird and like that. This, you know, again, like the Grand Theft Auto feeling game to like do that. And then like fucking, but it's just like the fact that you can like the game is just like so detailed, like visually. Of just like fucking, it's like, all right, here's your gun, you cleaned it, and then there's a button you can, all right, you can flip it around, you can like aim down the sights and shit, like, you know, flip it to the other side, and just kind of like, you know, just play with it, and just like, you know, aim it and shit, and just, yeah, even like you can like customize every fucking part of the gun too, like you bring it to a shop, and it's okay, which, yeah, it's almost like a fucking whatever, dude, like a, Call of Duty or Ghost Recon type thing, where say, so, right, what type of barrel do you want? What type of trigger do you want? You know, do you want fucking? But then it's like all this like cosmetic shit of just fucking like, all right, well, what like color do you want the trigger? What color do you want the fucking whatever? You know, the stock. Do you want like tape on the stock? Do you want, you know, what type of wood grain? Like all this shit you can fucking do. It's like, yeah, this is, there's no reason for this really. Like it's fucking like so crazy. How fucking in depth it is, you know, which is cool. I mean, that's like the cool part of it is that I'm just fucking like, oh, you know, just how much they fucking put in to make it like seem like a real place, you know. And I mean, I guess that's what they're known for, but then on the flip side of that, it's still kind of like clunky. It is fucking, it's still like the default controls are just, I mean, the controls in general, it's like, man, this fucking feels so like clunky and weird. You just, even like the weapon wheel to bring up like your food that you eat, your fucking like whatever, you know, all your weapons, your food, your fucking items, your everything's just on like a wheel, right? You hit like the left bumper. to bring it up, and then you move the fucking stick, the right stick to move around the wheel, and it's fucking each one is like, as you have the fucking, as you have the fucking left trigger, is this like menus inside of menus, and then like flip to like your horse's menu and fucking like, your food, you hit the right or left trigger to cycle through all this different food, which has different effects. And it's like, you have to eat, like your guy gets hungry and he fucking, his stamina and his fucking max health drains as you go. There's just like all this shit going on. It seems like so weird. Like it almost seems like it's not meant for a controller. Like it's so like fucked up and complex. Seems like it's almost some weird like sim fucking mouse and keyboard fucking PC game, which the rumor is that it is coming to PC, which is kind of, it's kind of get me like, dude, what the fuck? I hate when they do that shit. If it comes like a year later, maybe that's something, but if it's like, dude, like 6 months from now, I mean, I'm playing on PlayStation 4, just a normal fucking, not a pro fucking vanilla PS4. And it looks fucking great, like whatever, it looks awesome. It's just fucking one of those things, just like, yeah, I just would just rather be playing on, again, I play with a fucking controller and shit, but I just rather have it, just most of my games run fucking PC, I just rather have it there rather than fucking like, I gotta hook up the PS4, I gotta switch my fucking headphones and shit, and, you know, deal with that bullshit, capture card going through to fucking the HDMI and all that bullshit. So, it's like, dude, if it comes out like six months for fucking PC, they just didn't bother saying that. That's pretty dumb. That kind of sucks. If it comes out like a year, it's like, maybe I'll buy it again. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Still in the multiplayer for it. I don't know when that's coming out. Sometime. I don't know. Fucking next year, I guess. Some shit like that. But yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, it's just fucking like a gritty Western. It's kind of like almost like, I don't know, I've mentioned many times of just fucking like, my style of game that I like is just fucking like really just kind of like slow and detailed and shit. And then like, I say this about like Fallout, I'm just fucking like, all right, slow and shit, dialogue and fucking like world building, and then fucking just like real quick, like explosive fucking violence. That's like real fucking, real fucking brutal, fucking quick violence. Like, it's kind of, that's how Red Dead is kind of like that. Like, it took me a while to get used to that. And I just fucking like, I thought like the old ones are a little more arcadey or actiony. If, you know, it's not, in that sense, it's not Grand Theft Auto of fucking like, it's just like straight up, like just goofy fucking action, all this shit, explosions everywhere. It's just kind of like, all right, well, you're going through, there's a lot of fucking just, story of die of story building, storytelling and shit. And then fucking like, a lot of the missions is just fucking like, all right, we'll ride from fucking, ride fucking 5 miles on your horse while you're having a conversation. Then you get there, you fucking talk to somebody else, moves the story along, and then fucking like, maybe like, all right, well then like five guys show up and you just got to fucking shoot them. The default fucking shooting controls are pretty garbage. I guess I was having a real hard time with it at first, just like taking cover and shit, and it's got like that snap-on auto aim type thing, which is pretty, I just don't care for it, where it's fucking like, I'm trying not to, I didn't even think it would be that easy of just fucking like, not even trying, I'm just fucking like, all right, left fucking trigger, right trigger type of thing, like old fucking Call of Duty type fucking auto aim shit, or Grand Theft Auto, I guess. But it's just like so like simplistic, it feels like shit. But I actually found a video, if I can find it, that I fucking finally find the specific video, as I have my YouTube vacation slideshow open. It's a specific fucking video that I follow. It gives you like, the guy gives you the controls that he set up. It's by Boomstick Gaming. It's called Red Dead Redemption 2, More Responsive Aiming and Improved Controls. And he just gives you like, dude, like, I didn't even think about, I know I played like the first Red Dead that way, but I was fucking like, didn't even think about this. I just go in, fucking turn on free aim, and then, a lot of it's like turn the dead zone fucking down, turn all this shit down. Once I did that, it's fucking like, all right, this is fucking like way better. You can actually fucking aim and get headshots and shit. So after that, I'm like, all right, now the combat's pretty good. Now I'm like really getting into it after I fixed that. But yeah, you guys, it's just like a slow game. It's just fucking not like, I'm not even like, so far, I'm not even like fucking like, oh, well, once you get to this point, it gets better or anything like that. It's like, no, it's just fucking, you know, just in general, it's just fucking slow. Like everything's slow. It's fucking, again, the guns are fucking old, like, you know what I mean? You're fucking riding by horses, like, the fastest you're gonna go and shit, and just fucking is kind of, and they just, like, double down on that, you know what I mean? Or just fucking, like, really just fucking get into, like, just, again, just, like, gritty, like, weighty, and just fucking, like, everything's just gonna take a long time to do, just fucking, you know, like, I've had, like, three or four just, like, fishing missions already, of just go up, talk to the guy, like, here's some side mission, just fucking, oh, let's go down to the lake and fish, and just, all right, just, like, sit there and fucking cast the line and just, like, talk for, like, 15, 20 minutes, and that's the mission, you know? Yeah, I mean, I like it, though. It's good. It's fucking gritty fucking Western. Again, it's so it's just all, you just have to get into the mindset of, this is what I'm going into. It's just going to be very fucking slow pace, you know what I mean? Fucking it's not really an action game, you know what I mean? It's just fucking just story based, and, you know, it's, again, just like structured like GTA and shit, just without like the crazy over the top fucking action shit. There's action to it, you know, the shooting and all that shit, and you can still do some fucking like crazy shit, but it's just like tempered to that time period, you know what I mean? But it's just, yeah, it's just all about like the detail and that. It's just fucking like, wow, I can't believe, like, just again, just right when I saw like the previews and shit for it, I'm like, the graphics don't really look that good, like, you know, the people's faces, like the character models aren't that great. But yeah, once you start like seeing the world, is fucking just like, wow, this looks fucking beautiful. It's just fucking, it's like a really good looking fucking game. And just, stop and just kind of appreciate just how detailed it is. Sometimes, like, a little weird. Again, it's got, like, some of the same Rockstar shit of just fucking, like, you know, you can open this drawer here, but you can't open this drawer to search. And, like, this fucking whatever apple you can pick up and goes in your inventory, this is just, like, a decoration type thing. It's just hard to tell because they try to make it so, again, like, grounded, but then it's still like, oh, but it's still like, you know, we still have this, all this video game shit we gotta do, so it just kind of gets mixed, you get mixed up as you're playing. But yeah, I mean, it's really fucking good so far. It's been my main single player game, I think, for the week. Played a lot of multiplayer shit, which we'll talk about, we'll transition to that. Again, it's supposed to be very long. Red Dead Redemption 2 is supposed to be fucking really long, too. So it's just fucking, I feel like I played a lot, but I'm really not sure how deep I am. Like, again, it might just be a change later on. This fucking blows shit away. Like, I don't know. But I'm enjoying it so far. I mean, I like playing it. It's just, again, you have to just get in the mindset of old Westy times if you want to be down with that. So, yeah, you know, fucking improv. So far, so some kind of structure. We'll go to, actually, no, we're not, we'll talk about Call of Cthulhu next. We'll wrap up the Halloween after that. Again, the slideshow, so show and tell, vacation show and tell.
Fly a Confederate flag.
Down at State House.
Got a gun to my head from the hand of a man.
Down at State House.
Well, I reached for a dollar in the hole in my pocket.
Down at State House.
They say I got some rights and I really shouldn't knock it.
Down at State House.
What can we do? 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 What can we do?
Broken bones, broken walls, they can all be fixed.
Oh, yeah.
So let them who battle with the pen and the others with the fist.
It's the gospel.
But the strong ones will be defiant with words that can't convince. You can take the Tsar's rules, but I'll take it as a diss. Well, they want to hold me with wrongful suspicion.
Down at State House.
And I'm all bundled up in an awkward position.
Down at State House.
And they say it's all part of a 100-year tradition.
Down at State House.
And I do feel I got a mental condition.
Down at State House.
Let's get it.
What can we do? 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 What can we do?
Hey, getting crazy, watch me. Was it you all along? Working for the CIA, around Contra, Panama, American casket parlay. Oh, visions of light, yes, visions of death, no, visions got a shame.
Oh,
you jump on that DC-10, my man. Oh, and you fly away.
Oh, yeah.
So on a week, ignore the fall.
Down at State House.
Hey, they got a position for me on the floor. Hell no. They said, you're gonna make a real, real nice world.
Down at State House.
But they do not know the law, no, not at all.
Down at State House.
That's good.
What can we do? What can we do? What can we do?
Oh, yeah.
What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? What can we do?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one's about the sick of it all. Agnostic front, Lord Ezak and the Crown of Thorns. Bill Black, oh, yeah. FD Generation, BJ Ensign, Dave Hill and the Rocksteady Seven, Simon and the Far Sinisters, Nine Lives, Crystal Plain and his new band Under the Gun, Madball, Marky Ramone and the Jurors. Hey, Marky, go get your fucking shine box.
Welcome back to the second half of these improv, just the off-the-cuff total word association episode of the Grunt-Free Press podcast. And if you can hear that, it's going to be a little bit grindier, I think, as this goes on, as the card heats up. you can probably tell that it's a problem. You can just pretend I'm fucking making smoothies back here or something, fucking milkshakes or, grinding fucking little kittens or some shit. I don't know. It's going to be bad. I'm trying to get that shit fixed because it's awful, but it's going to be a problem. So we get my little slideshow. It's not really, it's just fucking my YouTube page I'm going through. So yeah, we did Red Dead Manhunt. I'm pretty sure we talked about last week. It's fucking... Did we talk about Manhunt? Manhunt sucks. It's fucking really bad. Thought it was good. Another Rockstar game to tie things together. It's that stealth game that... Remember when Manhunt came out, I thought it was the fucking coolest thing in the world. Pretty simple stealth mechanics and shit, but... Yeah, playing through it now... doesn't hold up so well. Like after the fucking, after the fucking shock value wears off of the kills and shit, just actually playing the game, when the graphics don't really hold up that well, and you're fucking just playing Manhunt to play Manhunt, pretty bad. Yeah, it's a pretty, pretty bad game. I probably got, like, 3/4 of the way through it. I was trying to get to, like, Halloween. I'm like, I remember, like, the end, the dude with the fucking chainsaw I thought was real cool, fucking Pigsy or whatever. I remember that shit. I didn't make it that far. I fucking quit beforehand. I'm like, fucking, oh, Halloween's over, and I'm not going to go back to that. I just fucking like, yeah, I don't want to fucking play that shit. So, speaking of Halloween, the big Halloween game I was looking forward to was Call of Cthulhu: the official video game, which, you know, I talked about before. I'm like, guys, oh, piped up a little bit. I mean, it's supposed to be like a more like in-depth RPG type of thing, because it's based, as talked about, it's based on the Chaosium pen and paper RPG Call of Cthulhu, which I bought the fucking rulebook for. I was looking through it, just fucking like, dude, these fucking rules are like real complicated. If they're gonna implement all this shit into a game, it's gonna be like, this could be like a fucking, I don't know, not like a fucking like Fallout, maybe like a Fallout type thing where it's kind of like linear, but you have like all these fucking options. You could play through it as like different builds and shit. Like, I was saying, I was listening to the fucking, the podcast there, fucking, Cthulhu and Friends or whatever. And like fucking, you know, it's just like them like playing through, their own fucking game of, Call of Cthulhu based on the pen and paper thing. But, they like made their own rules and shit, and like looking through the actual rule book, I'm like, man, they fucking simplified a lot of shit. Like, I'm like, God, I wonder if they're just gonna, you know, when the game comes out, it's gonna be like more hardcore type of thing of like all these fucking different skills and fucking all this shit. Which is what I was expecting. But not so much the case. Like, it's more, I think like the whole like skill thing is just maybe like six fucking, like six skills you pick and you fucking like upgrade and shit as you go. And then, yeah, as you play, like, you get, like, these different, pretty, like, binary fucking choices. Just fucking, almost like a Walking Dead, not Walking Dead, like a Telltale type fucking, like, interactive game of just fucking, you know, like, fucking, do you want to do this or do that? And fucking, you know what I mean? Or, like, you pick, like, a choice, a dialogue choice, and it'll say in the fucking, you know, it'll say like in the game, like fucking, oh, these choices will affect the outcome of the game or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like even like little things. Could you take a fucking shot of whiskey or whatever, and fucking, and it says fucking, you know, like, oh, that's gonna affect. So yeah, you know, that's gonna affect the fucking outcome of the game. So you think it's like, oh, all these little choices will add up and shit. And, I mean, they kind of do, but again, it's not, I wouldn't even call it like an RPG. It's just like so fucking like simple, like the fucking choices that you make. You know, it's just fucking very like straightforward. There's probably, yeah, it's probably like it leads to different endings, like a couple. I don't think there's really much for branching paths. I mean, some of like the dialogue options, the way they handle like sanity in the game is kind of cool, where it's fucking, I mean, like one of the skills is like spot hidden or whatever. So, I mean, that lets you, like, see shit that you wouldn't otherwise see, like, different clues and shit. So, you know, fucking shit like that. You know, you'll find, like, fucking little notes or whatever. Yeah, you can pick up you wouldn't otherwise. And then, like, as you go, I mean, it's fucking just, like, you know, weird shit happens. Like, it gets more, like, fucking fucked up towards the end, then it's kind of like, all right, so some of these choices matter, like, depending on, like, how sane you are. Like, the more you look into the Cthulhu fucking mythos and shit, like the crazier your guy gets and the crazier shit you start seeing, you know what I mean? And then like some of the dialogue choices, like, you know, you meet like people, like inmates in like an insane asylum, right? And it's fucking, you know, they give you like six dialogue choices, and one of them, you know, so you'll meet someone crazy being like talking like, oh, you know, the color fucking yellow, fucking whatever, you know what I mean? You know, we have to fucking take the orange to the fucking yellow king or whatever, and then fucking, you know, the normal dialogue choices would be like, ah, you're crazy or whatever, or like fucking, you know, we gotta get you help, or get me out of here, shit like that. And then fucking like, you know, but if you're crazy yourself, you know, you can start saying like, oh yeah, you know, the fucking, oh yeah, the Yellow King, we have to get him out or whatever. We have to fucking, you know, complete the ritual to fucking, save the, you know, like whatever, fucking bring the Yellow King to fucking this world or whatever. And then like towards the end, as you get crazy, like you just start like talking in like symbols, like the dialogue choices are just fucking like these symbols you can't even read. That'll be like the entire fucking wheel. I mean, that's the ending I ended up getting. I'm just fucking, my guy there, the investigator, was just fucking going fucking nuts or whatever, you know? And he was just fucking whatever. He helped out with the ritual. You know what I mean? To help fucking bring like Cthulhu to fucking to the world. And that was it. So I mean, like shit like that's cool. But I mean, it's fucking like the concept's cool. What it reminds me of? It's like a little bit like the Call of Cthulhu, fucking Dark Corners of the Earth, like that. Like it has that vibe. I mean, it's still a Lovecraft game, obviously. He's got the same fucking, you know what I mean, going to fucking Innsmouth, and there's fucking whatever, the townspeople are all something wrong with them, they're all taking sleeping pills. But you know, it's still like kind of like, it's mostly stealth. Like the stealth sections aren't great, there's not that much combat in it. I think there's only like one part of the game they actually gave you a gun. It was just like so simple of just hold like the left trigger or just kind of auto aims on something. It's almost like Red Dead, but not quite. You know what I mean? Just fucking just auto aim on people and you just fucking pull the trigger and it's like, oh, if your strength's high enough, like just goes by like your strength skill and it's fucking like, oh, you hit him or whatever. You know what I mean? That's it. So yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it's ambition. I wouldn't say it's ambitious, but it's low budget is what it is. We call it Cthulhu, very low budget. Like I wish they did a little bit more with it because it just seems like a fucking, like a low budget fucking adventure game. Like almost like, they just tried to kind of sort of remake the old fucking Call of Cthulhu game, which wasn't based on the RPG, I guess, whatever. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, just a lot of, a lot of like detective stuff. It doesn't really, it has a hard time fucking going anywhere until like the very end, it starts picking up and it's good. But, just fucking, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a great game. Like I wish it was a little bit better, but, it's a mediocre fucking like low budget game. It's like, I wouldn't like recommend it unless you're, you know, a crazy fucking Lovecraft fan like me who wants to just see everything that's, comes out fucking, you know, Cthulhu fucking Lovecraft based. I mean, whatever. I mean, a pretty mediocre fucking low budget horror game. It's about it. I mean, it's not great. middle of the road. Fucking my graphics card grinds its gears at the game. Then we get, what's up next? We get Fatal Frame I bought for PS2. The first Fatal Frame. One of those deals where fucking everybody's all, you know, have their dicks out for fucking Fatal Frame 2, Crimson Butterfly. I remember that. I mean, they're good fucking games. I like the Fatal Frame games. But I wasn't sure if I played the first one yet. And I'm fucking like, well, you know what I mean? Fucking everyone's playing the second one. I should go back to the original and play that. So I did. And I've definitely played that. I've definitely played it before. I know I have. Very, very, very familiar. I was just fucking, you know, your Japanese girl going into a haunted mansion with ghosts all around, and all you have is a camera. You know, you don't have any, that's your weapon, pretty much, is a camera. You fucking take pictures of the fucking ghosts, and depending on how long you fucking hold the camera on, like a power meter builds up, take a good picture and does more damage, so you know that's your weapon and shit. And then you get upgrade your camera to fucking whatever, more range, fucking special abilities to slow down the ghost or like kind of auto aim the camera and shit. The controls are a little bit wonky. I think that the deal with that was pissing me off was fucking I think it's like the left, I think it's the left stick when you're in first person mode. The left stick is the look and the right stick is the move. So completely backwards of what you would expect. And I'm looking through the options. There's like 8 different fucking control schemes and fucking, none of them swap the sticks. It's like all like button swaps and shit. It's just fucking like nothing to make the sticks fucking the way you would want it. So it's like fucking, that was just fucking me up the whole time. But it's also kind of, I don't know, just confusing, I guess. I'm just fucking like, it's just, you're in a mansion and shit, and just fucking, it'll be like doors blocked off. You take a picture of the door that's blocked off, and it'll show you a picture of like where you have to go next to, go to like where it shows you, and there'll be something to take a picture there, which unlocks another door, and then fucking, like, you're just kind of going like back and forth and back and forth, just unlocking doors like that, and you know, facing ghosts along the way, obviously. That core mechanic's fucking real good. Fighting the fucking ghosts, but I was just doing the same shit. I was just kind of wandering in circles, opening this door, fucking going back, just traveling back and forth through the fucking mansion and shit. Then I get fucking stuck at this one part where that is a fucking like a consider it like a boss fight, a boss ghost, I guess. You fight him, then fucking like, you know, just flashes up on the screen like a picture of like a shrine, and then like the text says like whatever, like, oh, something appeared at whatever fucking blah 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 shrine, Shinto shrine or whatever. So I'm like, all right, so it just looks like where I am right now. So there's like a Buddha statue I'm looking for or something. So I'm fucking like walking up to the, going into the shrine I was just at, and fucking like, well, looking around, like there's no Buddha statue there. I'm like, well, maybe it's somewhere again, because I've just been going back and forth through the, through the fucking mansions. I'm like, oh, maybe it's like another shrine that's I'm supposed to go to. So I'm fucking like, you know, walking around the fucking shrine, walking around the mansion looking for a specific fucking shrine. And yeah, I'm like, all right, so I fucking pull up like a guide, and it's like fucking like, no, it says it's right there at where it was. So I'm like, all right, so I go back, and I'm looking around, and it's just like a hit, it looks like a pixel hunt type thing. I'm just fucking it's fucking like at the base of the shrine, but there's no like every other fucking every other fucking item you can pick up in the game is it's like a flash, like a white twinkle or whatever. So you're looking for that for anything you can pick up. So it's like, oh, I'm looking for this fucking Buddha statue, but there's nothing, no white flash or like blink or whatever. So I'm like, all right, well, it's got to be somewhere else I'm missing, or I got to take a picture of something somewhere, like every other fucking place. But it's like, no, it's just like a pixel. I'm like, so that kind of pissed me off. Then I'm like, I'm looking through the walkthrough, and there's someone in my chat like fucking like, oh, you know, there's seems like this game is a lot of back and forth, huh? And I'm just kind of like flipping forward through like the walkthrough, and like everything is just fucking like, all right, go here, now go back here, now go here, now go back here. So I'm fucking like, I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, hey, you're right. You know, it's like all the game is just fucking like back and forth through the same shit. And yeah, I'm like fucking like, ah, again, it's a good game. I'm just fucking like, I don't know. It's just after Halloween was over, I'm like, yeah, it's good. But, I just fucking like, I might finish it at some point. I'm just fucking like, I don't know. Like, fuck it, it's good, but not, again, just like the structure of just the back and forth is killing me. Speaking of which, this is going to be like the shout out episode to my fucking two hardcore viewers this week. I had, which was, I usually don't get it. It's fucking like 4 years of fucking streaming and doing this shit. I'm like, I don't really get too many, fucking regulars going on, but they had two of them this week, I would say. So the first one, I talk about Call of Duty. It is actually going to be the fucking, finally, the fucking long overdue battle royale fucking episode too. I know I'm a little late to the party, but just hear me out here. Call of Duty Black Ops is, so yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops. I mean, I've been playing it for like a fucking week or so. I mean, a couple weeks, you know what I mean? But I had trouble streaming it. So one of those deals where fucking like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of like the game. I was, I'm playing it or whatever. Just fucking like, it just looks like crap. It's like all like, slideshowy when it fucking, It's like a fucking slideshow when I'm fucking streaming it. So I'm like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, this is cool. I just wish I could stream it and not have it look like shit. Like, it's like unwatchable, you know? Again, I could just not stream it. Who cares? But really no reason for it. I'm like, dude, I don't know why I'm just doing that. So I had somebody, Apple Cider is his name, who's watching me on Mixer. And he's watching. He's just fucking like, you know, he's like, yeah, dude, it is fucked up. And I'm like, well, I'm like trying all this shit. I'm like fucking like, yeah, man, I wonder if I do have like change the frame rate. Like what, you know, he was fucking looking it up too. We spent like an entire day, like trying to troubleshoot, what was wrong with, fucking call like the streaming Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Like, what's the problem? And again, this comes back to like fucking me searching for the goddamn fans that are grinding my gears, literally grinding my gears and fucking my graphics card. You know, it's fucking just like I type in like streaming problems, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, enter, fucking search. Every fucking thing, like, you know, OBS or whatever, every fucking thing that comes up is Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, like all this shit. I'm like, dude, I put a fucking 4 in there for a, for a reason, because I'm searching for like specific problems with this. Yeah, it's just fucking like, again, people, computer people, fucking same shit I was asking in like the Discord of like the OBS Discord or like on the forum, just like, dude, it's fucking the only game I really have a problem with is this shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking Black Ops 4, that and fucking Forza. And it's fucking like, oh, it sounds like your fucking GPU is fucking overloaded or blah, 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 like whatever. Anyway, so fucking for like a day, I'm just like, all right, so I'm trying all this shit. Like, what if I fucking lower it to like 720 and shit? And, yeah, this Apple Cider dude's in the fucking Mixer chat, just like fucking like, oh, it looks a little bit better. Like, this looks a little bit better. Like, all right, what if I lower it to like, in game, what if I turn off like the motion blur, look better or worse, like all this shit. And like, he was just like sitting there, like, I wouldn't have fucking done that for anybody, even like, I don't know, dude, fucking figure it out. I'm fucking out of here. But yeah, he stuck around like the entire fucking day. You know what I mean? Just fucking, hours, like hours on end of just fucking like, oh, looks, this looks better, this looks worse and shit. And we thought we had it fucking figured it out. Again, he was searching shit too. You have to lower the in-game frame rate to 60, you know, 60 frames a second or whatever. So I'm like, all right. So I go to like display rate, you know, graphics options, video options. Display fucking do 60 hertz or whatever, 60 frames a second. You know, same shit, better or worse and shit. It's like, oh no, it looks better. I think we have it fixed. And then like fucking, I'm like looking, I'm like, ah, it looks better, but it's still like shitty. You know what I mean? And then I'm fucking like, all right. So I just hours of just tweaking fucking in-game settings and fucking OBS settings and shit. And, fucking there's another option in fucking Call of Duty where it's like, all right, so there's the display frame rate. Then there's the menu frame rate, right? Because in this game too, like the slideshow is worse than the menus for some reason. I'm like, that's fucking weird. Like it seemed like the in the menus is fucking like a complete slideshow. And then like the game would start, it's like, oh, it looks good for a few minutes. And then fucking like, oh, here and there it gets like droppy and shit. But yeah, it's a separate thing for menus and in game. So it's like, all right, so we set both of those to 60. But then there's a third fucking option, right? It's not display. It's like the actual game itself. You can set the frame. So why would you want like a separate frame rate from your display from the game? Like, don't you always want those the same? Like, oh, well, why would that be? You'd figure it just automatically like match or whatever. But, so I'm like, all right, well, cool. We fixed it. It's fucking 60. You know, you get to do in-game 60. And then I'm like, fucking like, all right, so that looks better. And then like, Still looked like shit. So I searched more. Again, there's a lot of fucking troubleshooting and fucking Google searching. So I find like one like Reddit thread, same shit. I'm just fucking like, dude, I have this shit set to like 60 and blah, blah, blah. And like, it's still like, I don't want it. Like, I'd rather have the game. Like, why'd I have to set the frame rate at fucking 60 for this fucking game? And then like three fucking comments in the Reddit thread. Somebody says like, oh, well, I just turned off the, game mode in Windows 10 and that fixed everything. I'm like, fucking game mode. He didn't even say like how he did it or what game mode is. Like, I had fucking no idea. But yeah, it's a setting in you know, it's like the game capture thing where you can find whatever, hit the fucking guide button or Windows G, brings up the game bar as you're playing fucking games on Windows. But if you turn that, you talk about like just turning that off completely that mode. You have to actually go into like, you can't just turn it off. You have to go in like advanced settings in that and just turn it off like system wide. Yeah, I did that and fucking perfect. Like it's fucking just like every other fucking game. It's fucking, it starts fucking going. So it streams like perfect now, like fucking like perfect picture, like everything like you would expect. So that's the tip, fucking Windows game mode. Just turn that off. Like nobody fucking uses that anyway. So the theory that I have is fucking like, yeah, it's like fucking like, oh, it's supposed to optimize your PC for games. So yeah, it optimizes it for games, but everything else that's running, including OBS, is fucking just must fucking shit the bed because of that. Whatever it does, like for no reason is, yeah, so just turn that off. So yeah, then I had another, you know, just a, what do you want to call it? Like enlightenment or fucking, just like, the fuck, connection of like, all right, well, so if turning the game mode, fix that, like that slideshow thing. I'm like, well, I was having trouble with that before too, with Forza. Forza 4 was streaming like the same shit where that was a slideshow too. So, maybe now that the game mode's off, maybe Forza will stream fucking better. So I tried that, and of course, again, this is something different for fucking streaming, but yeah, it's just fucking like, no, it's still like, because Forza, I'm not in, again, I hate doing like the technical OBS shit, but because it's a fucking Windows 10 game, it's fucking, again, the fake fucking full screen thing. You can't do game capture in OBS. You have to do like the display capture that captures your entire fucking monitor or whatever. So yeah, so I'm like fucking like, well, it's still doing the same thing. It's still like fucking display capture. It's still fucking like really choppy and shit. But I mean, the revelation was fucking like dicking with the frame rate and the display fucking rate for Call of Duty. Like, maybe try doing that. So I fucking, right. So I figured out Forza too. So those two games that were giving me trouble as far as streaming goes, that I fixed. I was happy about, yeah, Call of Duty, turn game mode off. Forza, you're doing the display, right? Had the fucking display mode, display capture. You get it. You got to turn your frame rate down to 50, which, yeah, whatever. I mean, normally I was doing 100, but it's fucking like, ah, now I got to turn down to 50. Did that and fucking like, all right, that's fucking fixed that. I mean, not perfect. It's still fucking like kind of shitty looking because it's capturing, you know, the display capture is not fucking ideal. But, I mean, it's fucking like, oh, well, it's playable or whatever. You know what I mean? So those two games are fixed, right? It's fucking cool. So anyway, back to Black Ops, right? And fucking the battle royale thing. So, I mean, I don't know if I have to fucking explain fucking Battle Royale, really. It's fucking whatever. You drop in the helicopter and you have no weapons. You just got to, you know, it's a huge map. You got to run around and find all your guns, find armor, backpacks. So you fucking, again, most people have fucking played it. I just started this week. So, excuse me there, you fucking trendy fucks. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. You just fucking go in, you get your guns, you get your fucking guns, ammo, fucking healing items and shit, and there's the circle that closes in to try to, like, corral everybody together. If you get stuck outside of it, you start taking damage, so eventually you just fucking crams everybody into a little circle. So I was playing that, and I'm fucking like, dude, I'm fucking terrible. Like, I was having fun with fucking Black Ops. I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking god awful at this game. Playing fucking team deathmatch, just my aim's fucking garbage. For whatever reason, I can't hit anything. I'm playing a fucking controller on fucking PC against people with keyboard and mouse, so I'm not expecting myself to be MLG worthy or anything like that. But I'm just like, dude, I really fucking can't hit shit. So in team deathmatch, I can kind of get away with it. I play a character, not Torque. The fuck is his name? I forget. I forget the guy's name. I fucking play all the time. Not Recon. The guy has fucking mines and a dog. He has fucking trip mines and a dog. So fucking like most of my kills are just fucking trip mine kills. And fucking the ultimate is a dog that just goes out and runs around and bites people. So you get kills for that. And then I carry around a fucking rocket launcher to take out UAVs and shit. So I get points. You know, it's like fucking like I'm just real fucking like support heavy when I'm doing that in team deathmatch. Cause dude, it's fucking ridiculous. Like fucking, you know, just people just, it always seems like I'm either getting sniped from like fucking a mile away, like one shot, or people are running around like assholes with fucking a knife or fucking like an SMG or a shotgun, like fucking spinning around your fucking face and fucking, you know what I mean? So I have like no chance. Like either way, it's like, dude, well, I can't be that precise sniping because I have a fucking controller, and I can't be that fast again because I have a fucking, again, because I'm fucking, I can't like spin around one, you know, fucking 360 nailing people and shit with a controller either. Like, you know, I'm just kind of like trying to find like a middle ground, and not happening. So not very good, as far as that my game goes in Black Ops. So again, team deathmatch, I can kind of do my own thing. Then I'm playing like the battle royale thing. I was just getting so fucking like, I'm like, ah, oh, this is fun. As I was learning it, I'm like, okay, I'm like starting to get how, you know, why people like this and shit. It was just fucking like, all right, cool. It's just fucking very like, again, kind of like hardcore of just fucking like, well, it's all a lot of like long range shit and just fucking, getting into it. But I'm fucking like, I was getting top whatever, you know, top like 20, top 15. I'm like, I'm doing pretty good out of 100 people. Like, if I keep at it, I'll be getting pretty good. You know, I should be able to fucking win one eventually. But yeah, just fucking, I even get into like the early on, I get into like the top 5 or top 3 or whatever. And there's a thing on Mixer, because I mean, you know, I'm streaming on Mixer or whatever. When you, sometimes when you're, you know, the top 5 or whatever, I do this thing called the hype zone, where this fucking bot comes in called the hype bot, and he'll highlight that. Now there's like a separate channel. I don't really fucking watch fucking Mixer, or really watch anybody play fucking games, but this fucking thing comes in my chat, like fucking like, oh, hype bot, blah blah blah, like all this shit. And fucking again, the apple cider is in my fucking chat. It's like, oh dude, the fucking, it's like 50 people watching, you know, whatever. And fucking, I'm like, all right, cool, dude, you know, this fucking happened like twice pretty early on. I'm like, guys, I get this down. I'm getting pretty good at this, you know what I mean? I can survive. But then like, you know, after a while, after like playing, just fucking like, all right, well, again, I can probably get in like top 20 by just kind of like hiding like a faggot all the time. But as far as like, you know, you're trying to get kills too, to get like XP, there's no real reason. You're just fucking like leveling up or whatever. But I was just trying to get into like firefight, just to get better at like aiming, and you know what I mean? Better at like fighting. So I'm not like fucking, constantly at a fucking disadvantage. Whenever I see, you know, whenever I see somebody and just fucking like, dude, I'm just like not getting, all I'm doing is fucking running around and just kind of not really hiding, but just fucking like, I'm trying to just get away from people at the beginning and just kind of hang on the outskirts and shit, and then fucking like, you know, move in, like, you know what I mean, tactically with the circle to just get there. I mean, it's just how you're supposed to play. But then like it comes down to like, all right, well, now you're forced into a confrontation, just like every time, just get fucking like murdered because I can't fucking hit shit. So after like trying to play like that for a while, I'm like, dude, I was getting frustrated. It's like, dude, I can't, you know what I mean? I just can't fucking hit shit. Like I can't fucking aim. So I was ready to just be like, ah, dude, I fucking suck at this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, man. Just like grinding on it, trying to get better. It's just getting frustrating. But then fucking, yeah, you even get to like the top 2, dude. I was doing pretty good one game. I was like the second person, and I should have won that fucking game. Again, you can go to my Twitch or my YouTube or Mixer or whatever. I mean, you can watch the entire fucking week of fucking depravity full real time if you want. But yeah, dude, I was fucking like top, you know, top two, the last two people that I fucking killed, you know, top, you know, there are three people left. They kill like one guy or whatever, dude. And then I'm like fucking like, all right, it's just me and this other guy. Dude, I know where he is. I fucking have him in my sight or whatever. I have like a sniper rifle. Should be just one easy one shot, dude. The guy should be done. I just couldn't fucking hit him, dude. I just felt like such an asshole. Just, dude, I fucking completely botched that, which should have been my win. And that's, again, it's like demoralizing. But then I played, dude. What I realized is fucking doing squads, if you go into squads of four, much better. It's fucking like, so it's actually really fucking fun like that. Even if you go in as, I was going in with fucking random people, it's still fun. It's still fucking, it reminds, just like a huge open area and shit. You're not like so paranoid and slow about fucking like, oh, I gotta be quiet. I gotta like fucking close every door and all this shit. Yeah, it's like fucking like, no, I can just run through and like smash windows. There's fucking guys, you know, guys at my back and shit, you know what I mean? Fucking moving in as fucking like groups and all that. And it's just cool. I just fucking just even like the feel of it, the visual is fucking like, it feels like a fucking, Ghost Recon, like an Arma or like, how the hell is that game? Operation Flashpoint reminds me of, just fucking, again, just these giant fucking areas, just fucking rolling with a fucking group and shit. Yeah, just fucking like, dude, I was having fun like that. And then fucking like, dude, I ended up winning one of those games. I'm like fucking like, oh, of course I did. You know what I mean? Because it's fucking, again, it's almost like team deathmatch versus fucking whatever, like regular deathmatch, whatever. It's fucking your chances of winning. You don't win a fucking just free for all very often, or I don't anyway. Like, you got to be like crazy good. You know what I mean? Especially with like 100, you know, 100 people in this fucking giant map, it's your odds are like 1 in 100 or whatever. And then fucking like in a team, you know, you're getting better odds and shit. But it was like, dude, like the guys I was playing with, like we were working as a team, it was fucking good. And again, like I'm not the best shot, but I feel a lot more comfortable. Like my strength is just fucking like, kind of like tactical of, you know, draw somebody's fire out, or, you know, I might not be able to kill somebody, but I can, you know, put some fire on them to fucking like get, you know, get a few hits in them. So, or I can clean other people's fucking shit up or whatever. And like, dude, I had like the game that we won, I think I had like 4 fucking kills, right? I had the last kill of that game. And just like, dude, like the positioning I had was just like so good. You know what I mean? So not to toot my own fucking horn over here, but, yeah, I mean, that was fucking, yeah, just fucking like, dude, that was like so fun. It was just fucking like, all right, cool. It's like fucking, you know, 2 of my guys are up on a hill, like firing down on, you know, enemies in the house and shit. I'm like sneaking around to the side and there's a, you know, flanking them. There's another guy like flanking, but he's getting shot and fucking like taking him out. And I can just see like the last guy left that's not in our team, like fucking like behind a wall and shit, like taking cover from my teammates. And it's like, all right, dude, I have like the perfect fucking shot and just fucking bam, bam, bam. And then like the last hit, just fucking, you just see it hit his head and just fucking comes up like victory. I'm like, oh my God, dude, that's fucking, it's so fucking fun. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I was getting down with that. Like I was starting to understand, the appeal of that. Again, wish you had a team, but hey, what are you going to do? I'm anti-social. Speaking of, I played an Asian ripoff of, whatever you, it's more like PUBG, I guess. So I was playing earlier, you know, Halloween time. I was playing fucking, I was playing like Silent Hill 4. And this person just kept like popping up into my chat, you know, just fucking, again, just usually it's fucking one person. They're like, oh, hey, what's up? And it's fucking a random person. I'm not going to out her exactly. We'll call her K. Yeah, she's fucking just like in there, like she's in there for like hours or whatever, just fucking like talking and whatever. And just fucking not even about the game, and fucking just like, oh, whatever. Oh, you know, who are you? How old are you? Blah, 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 all this shit. And she's just like, you know, shooting the shit. And, you know, and it's just like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. See ya. I'm like, all right, see you later. And she's fucking just pops up like, okay, bye. All right, bye. I was fucking sitting there playing my game. And then like 5 minutes later, okay, I'm going to bed now. Bye. All right, bye. And it went on for like forever. You know what I mean? And she's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. What time are you on? I'm like, fucking like, I'm like, oh, I got to work at like, whatever. Nine. I got to work at 7. I'll be on by like 9. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, 9 o'clock on the dot, fucking bink, fucking thumbs up. Oh, hey, you know, same person, fucking K. Oh, hi. Hey, how's it going? Oh, what's up? How you been? Like all this shit, just like shooting the shit and just fucking like, again, it's fucking like, all right, yeah, whatever. Again, just fucking play for like a couple hours. Like, all right, I'm going to bed. All right, bye again, fucking, all right, bye, fucking, all this shit. It's been off like 4 or 5 days, like the same person, just, again, like, it's like, oh, man, I have a fucking regular now, this is cool, along with Apple Cider on fucking Mixer. I'm like, oh, I have this fucking chick, on YouTube, and, yeah, she's fucking, whatever, she's telling me about herself. She's like, oh, I'm from the Philippines and all this shit, and she's fucking like, oh, you know, I'm like, dude, she's going on of like, all like, you know, kind of like dark and weird shit. Like, she likes like horror, you know, she likes into horror and all this shit. She's going on to like all the strange shit, personal stuff about like fucking like, oh man, I don't know, I've never like been in love, I've never had a boyfriend or like whatever, saying like her only person she had a crush on like died, and yeah, just like, you know, it's like personal shit. I'm just fucking like, all right, man, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird just fucking watching me play a game and talking about this, but all right, man. I kept asking her like, oh, how old are you, and she's fucking, you know, she's, oh, I'm 18. So again, it's fine. And I'm like, all right, I don't feel too, a little bit creepy, but not that creepy that she's fucking like 18 again. I'm not like fucking whatever, but I'm like fucking like, I don't want to, you know what I mean, I don't want to be like catfished over here, so I'm just making sure. And then like fucking like, yeah, and she's fucking just like, you know, just again, so I can stop playing another game and shit, and she's fucking just like, oh, you know, I fucking whatever, she's still in school and shit, saying like, oh, I gotta go back to school and like whatever. She's like, you know, whatever, man. Anyway, so long story short, she's like fucking like, oh, you know, you should play fucking this game, Rules of Survival, which is a fucking, again, it's like an Asian PUBG clone. It's a free to play game. It's a mobile game, actually. But you can play it on a computer, just fucking like download it. And she's like, oh, you know, we play every whatever week or whatever. You know, whatever, be up at this time, you know, 11:30 at night, or whatever, you know, fucking, I'm like, all right, cool. So it's not playing this, and like this team of fucking Filipinos, like Filipino teenagers. And I'm like, fucking, like, again, dude, I'm like, fucking, like, oh, cool, we have like this regular or whatever is coming in. And again, I'm like, oh, you know, well, finally, I have like a friend I can play online with. Fucking, God knows how fucking long that's been. And fucking, like, you know, so I'm playing this Rules of Survival game, and it's pretty funny. I'll say that it's hilarious. Like, it's fucking, well, first off, yeah, I was talking like in Call of Duty, I'm like, dude, I'm playing with a controller, so I'm at a disadvantage of people with a keyboard and mouse. Well, in this fucking rules of survival game, it's a, like, I'm playing against people on a phone, I think, like in Asia, they're playing on a fucking phone. And I'm playing on a keyboard and mouse, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, like, I can only imagine that, like the fucking disadvantage there. Plus I'm on fucking on an Asian server, like a fucking, yeah, I'm playing on the Asian server, so I can play with her and her friends in the fucking Philippines. And it's like, dude, like, this is fucking like, I'm probably lagging to hell for all these fucking people. So I'm like, dude, this must be brutal. I'm like, fucking, but the disadvantage I have is the English translations. I said that right the first time. it's like a free to play game. So there's all, you know, a million fucking like currencies, and I'll buy these fucking diamonds and all this shit's happening. There's fucking, you know, start up the game, this fucking cars like drifting into the fucking view, and fucking like, oh, you know, this, and open these packs and all these daily fucking bonuses and blah, blah, blah. All this shit's coming up. And I'm just like, dude, then it's like fucking just weird fucking bad English translations to everything. I'm like, dude, I don't want to like click on anything. I'm scared of what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I think like the description of the game, if you go to the site and download it, is like fucking, oh, you know, happy fucking, this game like Player Unknown Battleground. I can just dude, this is fucking ridiculous. And you know, and then fucking just absurd, just like a cacophony of just garbage, dude. You started up with like all these fucking menus, and I'm fucking like playing and shit, and just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's not horrible, I'll say that, for like a free to play fucking mobile game. I was like, dude, this isn't horrible, but it's a fucking all the free to play shit, and the translation is like, dude, this is a fucking mess and a half. But yeah, so that's fucking Rules of Survival. So I don't know what that is, but and then I stopped playing that, and fucking the girl Kate, you know, I'm playing with her friends and shit. They speak, trying to fucking like message this girl was like ridiculous. Like I have no fucking, again, like it's like, seems like it's bad translation. I thought I was going to fucking go in. She's like, oh, we have voice chat. And I thought it was just going to be like fucking like, oh man, you know, like my fucking stereotypical fucking English accent. But they actually spoke pretty good English and shit. But I'm like, wow, that's fucking, you know what I mean? I guess English is a fucking official language of the Philippines. I don't know. I have fucking no idea. So anyway, yeah. So I'm like, well, cool. You know, I'm part of the cool crowd now. I get fucking whatever 18-year-old fucking Filipino fans and shit, and then fucking I don't know, that ended up being really weird, I think, as you would expect it to be. But fucking like right now she's fucking, then she's like, oh, you know, I have to go back. She, you know, she's in my fucking YouTube chat every fucking day, and she's like, well, I have to go back to school, so I don't know when I'm gonna be fucking whatever. It's like, oh, can I talk to you? She's like, oh, no, you're my best friend and all this shit. She's saying like, oh, I have no friends. You're my best friend and all, you know, all this shit. And she's like, fucking, oh, I don't know if I can be in the chat and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, fucking, oh, you know, she made me like a Facebook account. I've never fucking used Facebook in my life. And she's like, fucking, like, oh, I made you a Facebook account and all this shit. And I'm like, fucking, like, oh, how do I log into it? Like, what's the name? She's like, oh, the name is Andrew. Like, fucking, like, that's just going to type in Andrew and it's going to like log me in and shit. Like, real weird shit. So, and I'm like, well, I'll just make my own fucking Facebook account, I guess. I made a fucking fake one just to fucking, I'm like, all right, so we added her as a friend, and it just got weird. We'll leave it at that. Like right now I'm looking at two messages, and she's like, fucking like, oh, well, she was saying too, she's like, oh, why don't you come here? Come to the Philippines and visit me and all this shit. And I don't know. And then fucking the next thing, like, oh, I'm busy now. Bye. Or some shit. Like fucking, like, I don't know what that means. Like, does that mean like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I don't know. Like fucking where you're just like really bored during your school vacation. You know what I mean? Like you're just like fucking with me, like whatever, dude. I don't know. Really weird. Like right now, fucking Facebook's fucking scary to you. Don't use fucking Facebook. Because yeah, I typed in like, you know, I use my email address or whatever. I use my phone number. And I'm like, gosh, use a fucking fake name. But even then it just came up like as soon as I made it, it's like, oh, people you might know. It's like my fucking, like my sister, like people I work with and shit. It's like, wow, why would you know that? Why would you like, well, like I didn't even put in my real name. Like I said, I lived in the Philippines when I fucking made it. Like this is real fucking weird. Why all that shit would come up, all like fake information, but people I know are popping up. It's like, dude, I don't know. I don't trust that shit. So yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. It's fucking, you know, and she's like, oh, I'm going back to school. I'm busy now. And then I fucking like don't hear from her from like three days at all. And then she's fucking like, oh, you know, just send me something. I get a thing blinking now, like from her friend. I'm just fucking like, oh, she said she's busy. Like fucking like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's fucking really weird. Again, a little bit creepy, but it was just like going to this thing of like fucking like, oh, she seems like she's kind of has a weird thing going on where she's fucking, I don't know, fucking like lonely or whatever, like an 18-year-old fucking like lonely fucking girl, and fucking like, ah, I've been there before or whatever, saying like fucking like, oh, I don't have a boyfriend. I see fucking couples holding hands in the street. I want to break their fingers. I'm like, ah, you know, it seems like me when I was 18. That's kind of cool. So I was like, ah, maybe, you know, maybe like the daughter I never had. But of course, you know, I could fuck her really if I wanted to. I mean, you know, she's not really my daughter. But, again, it got weird. We'll step away from that one. What else we got? I played Soul Calibur 6 for fucking 10 minutes or some shit like that. But, yeah. Am I still fucking stream? I'm looking at this. I'm like, did I leave the fucking my stream on as I was doing this? Whoops. I don't know. We'll fucking stop at that, I think. again, a weird episode. I'm trying to get back. I'll try to get back to normal fucking next week and plan shit out. Because, yeah, who knows? I don't know. I have to listen to the two of these fucking this week, which I'm sure I'll want to fucking kill myself afterwards. But, hey, if this sucks, I mean, again, I did 172 other episodes that were planned somewhat. But, yeah, I just wanted to squeeze every fucking last inch of dick. Oh, I played Mega Man 11 too. That game's fucking hard. I wanted to throw that in there too. That concludes my slideshow, my show and tell of what I did on my Halloween vacation week. I really did. I took like fucking 9 days off, and it was daylight savings time, so I had another hour to kill. But there you go. Let me know what you think. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I have a fake Facebook account. I don't fucking know. I think I linked it to the fucking, to my YouTube page somewhere too, but yeah, I'm not going to be using that too much. I'll probably delete it. www.gruntfreepress.com. Gab's back. I'm back, at Grunt Free Press on Gab. That was gone for a week. That was fucking weird. Go out and vote today. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but just as they say, just vote. Straight Republican.
But now it's over.